the Brewers in the Queen City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with the Wisconsin Sports Week in Review. Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati this weekend against the Reds, wrapping up a road trip. On Friday night, the Brewers got past the Reds 10-7, despite a lackluster performance by Shane Drouin and a late arrival on the team plane from Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, it's a game that you get in at 2 in the morning. You don't take any pregame, per se. It's an emotional series off the Cubs, and the Reds had just beaten the Cubs 2 out of 3. They're a very talented team. We know that. Very capable. They know us well. Play good in this yard. It's a very offensive yard tonight. Yeah, we just kept pecking away. The kid Rob Sal of a homer, great catch. They're playing with looseness and freedom, and you know, it's a tough game to win. Drone didn't have good stuff tonight. He couldn't execute pitches, but, you know, he did go out and throw up a 0 in the 4th. Patrick gave us 2. Ashby, Senza, and McGill. It's 5 innings of relief again. We can't keep doing that, but be it as it may, I'm proud of the guys for pecking away.
Against the Cubs last week, the Brewers split the 4-game series 2 games apiece. On Wednesday, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, gave up 5 runs in just 4 innings. His fastball, 102 miles per hour, but he couldn't keep it over the plate in the strike zone.
You start second-guessing everything. You know, start trying to make pitches too big and, you know, start trying to make things too spot-on. So, you know, start leaking places and, you know, you got to calm yourself down and figure out a way to get through it.
It was hot and humid down on the field at Wrigley with the dew point in the mid-70s.
Obviously, it felt soggy the whole time, you know. Some weather played a factor in that, so lost grip, but, you know, had to make it work.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell says he could see that his pitcher Clay Holmes and the Brewers' Chad Patrick having trouble with their grip on that baseball.
It was a tough night to pitch. I think you saw it was abnormally humid out there, and I think you saw like Patrick have a hard time with the grip, and Clay even expressed like it was hard getting a grip on the baseball at times, and you saw both all pitchers like sweating really bad. So Clay kept it together, and he pitched a really, really nice game.
So the Miz says in those kinds of humid conditions, it's hard for him to keep steady on the mound as he plants his front foot at 6'7" in height. The Brewers went on to win that night, though, 9-5 in Chicago, thanks to some clutch hits in key moments despite the weather conditions.
I mean, everyone's hot, everyone's sweaty, no one wants to be out there. You know, it's not a fun game to play in, but that's what we could do. You know, we have to figure out a way to win, and, you know, we're a team. You got to figure out a way to, you know, have everyone win.
Miz, this seems like something that has come up now, your last couple road starts. Are you able to do on these road starts?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot we can do. You know, there's stuff that I can't tell you guys, and I really don't want to. But our guys over here are trying their best and trying to make everything come out the best, back end better.
Jacob, can you talk about your teammates picking you up tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's all I want to talk about, really. I don't care about my pitching. That was electric. That was awesome. You know, to have the guys come up behind me, just put up run after run after run was awesome. It's all I can ever ask for. And big game like this, it really, you know, helps out.
Brewers pitcher Dustin May is going to need to turn things around quickly here after giving up too many runs or getting hit by a comeback hit, ending in back-to-back losses.
It sucks to be sucking right now, but glad to get him out of the way now to get on a roll later.
Women's college volleyball is back. The Badgers able to cruise past Auburn this past week in straight sets at 3-3. Wisconsin's off to a slow start this season. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says they've been dealing with some injuries here at the start.
It's not fun missing some people. You like to be at full strength, but that just doesn't happen. And so I don't know how football coaches do it. I mean, right? I mean, every time that you go out and take the field, it's you know, it's like the Revolutionary War or something like that. You know, it's people down, and you got to get the next people up. We've had a few, and we've had to deal with it. But on the other side of that is opportunity.
College football. It's the Wisconsin Badgers and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame on Sunday Night Football on NBC from Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Head coach Luke Fickell on the challenge of being a 20-point underdog to Notre Dame and not sure exactly who his starters are on the offensive line.
We know this is a huge game in game one, and kicking off the way we're kicking off in Lambeau against Notre Dame, but we also understand there's a journey here. You know, there's a part of this thing that we got to make sure that as we get closer towards game time, we do the things that are going to be best for us for this entire journey. And so there aren't decisions made completely on a lot of guys just yet. And we'll have to figure that thing out as we get closer to game.
With the Wisconsin Sports Week in Review, I'm Mike Clemens.